WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
And then go down past the each stand.
From there, the parade will disperse at the middle school parking lot. Signs for no parking will be posted beforehand along the parade route in town. Anyone with questions or concerns about parking can contact Hicks at the village office at 545-5434. It was a royalty contest filled with emotion at the West Lafayette homecoming opening night last night at Burt Park as 17-year-old Kyra Weaver crowned her twin Elena Weaver the 2022 West Lafayette homecoming queen. She says her sis has a legacy to continue.
She crowned me as junior queen, so it's kind of like deja vu, but backwards. Very glad that it was her because I don't think I could have given it up to anybody else.
The girls are the daughters of Charles and Shanna Weaver of West Lafayette. From the Coushocta County Sheriff's Office, the report from yesterday contains no accidents, 2 complaints. Tiffany Robertson of Coushocta reported a theft in the 100 block of Main Street. Gloria Garrett of Coushocta reported a theft of a family member's prescription from a business in the 200 block of South 2nd Street. West Lafayette Police Department, at 7:46 p.m., an officer took a report of an accident without injuries in the 300 block of South Kirk Street. At 8:53 p.m., an officer assisted Coushocta County EMS with a patient who fell in the 600 block of East Main. The patient was taken to Coushocta Regional Medical Center for evaluation. The Riverview Local School District has opted not to seek state funding this year for the building or renovation of school buildings. While the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission did present 3 options to the district, it's only offering to pay 16% of any construction costs. In addition to the sheer cost to undertake one of the 3 options, there's another reason the district has decided to hold off. The Coalition of Rural and Appalachian Schools, or CORUS, is working on a so-called Appalachian Accelerated Plan. This would provide more state funding to the 38 rural schools that have never used any OFCC money, Riverview being among those 38. The goal, Superintendent Chuck Rinka says, is to provide incentive to those districts' taxpayers to vote for levies to fund building projects.
So if we put a bond issue on, they would increase our 16% by another 20% if it passed the first time.
The state of Ohio legislature is expected to discuss this plan when it reconvenes in September. In Washington, a day after the U.S. Senate, the House passed the CHIPS Act yesterday, sending it to President Biden's desk for signage. This is a bill that will boost Intel's plans for a huge chip-making operation just to our west in Licking County. The bill will provide $52 billion in grant funding for semiconductors nationwide. 24 Republicans joined Democrats in the House to vote in favor of the bill, but not everyone voted to approve it. There were 4 Ohio lawmakers in the House who voted no on the bill. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, Warren Davidson, Brad Wenstrup, and Bob Latta all voted against the bill. The House Freedom Caucus issued a statement saying it adds $79 billion to the deficit. Intel, which has those big plans for that new operation in New Albany, just to our west, has responded to that final passage of the CHIPS Act. Intel CEO tweeted out a statement saying, quote, "This investment will shape the future of America's leadership in semiconductor manufacturing and innovation. We are excited to move full speed ahead to start building Intel Ohio," end quote. An Ohio man who admitted threatening a witness after posting videos from the U.S. Capitol riots has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. Justin Stoll of Wilmington had pleaded guilty in January in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati to transmitting a threat to injure. The charges he faced following his January 15th arrest were not directly related to any activities at the federal building on January 6th, but rather in connection to the deadly breach. Stoll attended the rally and eventually went with other rioters past police barricades that had been torn down. He recorded videos showing this and posted them online. Authorities have said that he threatened an online viewer who said that they had saved his video. And this little announcement from the city of Coushocta, there is to be no dumping of any kind at South Lawn Cemetery. Again, the city of Coushocta reminds you, no dumping of any kind at South Lawn Cemetery. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
I live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all. They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Life's been good to me so far. My Maserati.
It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it is Friday. Good morning, everyone. It's time for the Communication Lines program. So let's communicate via telephone here for the next hour and 46 minutes. 740-622-1560. It is Friday. We do try to lighten up, have some fun, kick back, and maybe talk about your hobbies or sports or movies or music or the homecoming in West Lafayette. It kicked off last night. They crowned a new queen, and a big day today as well, which includes the parade. And Best Heating and Air hopes that you will attend the West Lafayette homecoming. Things start at 5 o'clock this evening for day number two, with the East End and the rides opening up. The parade will begin at, or will line up at 6 o'clock. There'll be a corn roast at 6 o'clock as well. And at 7 o'clock, the West Lafayette Homecoming Parade will begin with Grand Marshal Mike Maslowski. And the Dotson Brothers will perform tonight at 8:30 at the main stage. Musical entertainment tomorrow is the Night Train Band at the main stage. They'll perform at 6:45. There'll be fireworks tomorrow evening at 10 to wrap up the homecoming. And then the final bit of business tomorrow night at 10:30, it'll be the final merchandise drawing at the Chamber of Headquarters. The Chamber Headquarters, you must have your ticket and be present to win late tomorrow evening at 10:30. Best Heating and Air hopes that you will bring the whole family to the 74th West Lafayette Homecoming. So we can talk about the homecoming if you would like. Look back on homecomings in the past. This has always been a big deal in West Lafayette, and for the last 75 years, for generations, there have been a lot of hardworking people in West Lafayette that have put forth lots of effort to make it happen each and every year. We have the rides coming back this year. There'll be fireworks and, of course, the parade. Well, a pretty good forecast for the parade this evening. So the phone lines are open. We can talk about the homecoming or look back on the history of the West Lafayette homecoming or Coushocta County history in general. There are a couple of fun Facebook pages that are dedicated to Coushocta County history. One of them is Coushocta County History and Memories, I think it's called. The other one's called If You Grew Up in Coushocta, Ohio. If you grew up in Coushocta County, Ohio, then you remember, which is kind of a clunky name, but that both of those have been quite active since the very start, and it is the type of thing that if you did grow up in Coushocta County, that it's easy to go on one of those two Facebook pages and get lost, end up exploring for hours on end. So we can chat about that if you would like. And also, another way to waste a lot of time, well, that's not a good way of putting it. Another thing that there is a danger of getting caught up in, and that is going to the Coushocta Public Library's website, and they have resources where you can search old publications and newspapers, including the Coushocta County publications, such as the Coushocta Tribune, and look up things from history. It's a great resource if you are doing research on local history, or if you just want to browse. So we can chat about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. One of my fond memories after moving to Coushocta in 1970, I grew up just outside of West Lafayette, so about 6 years old when we moved to Coushocta. And I don't know if we do or not. We have had periodically ice cream trucks that have gone through the neighborhoods here in Coushocta that play turkey in the straw and sell ice cream. But the one that I remember in 1970 was Big Daddy. Remember Big Daddy? And he went to all around town, and this was not a big ice cream truck. It was a little Cushman three-wheeler with a freezer on the back. And Big Daddy did not have a loudspeaker playing Turkey in the Straw, but he had a bell. And we all came a-running like Pavlov's dogs when we heard Big Daddy off in the distance. Ran inside, "Mom, can I have a dime? Can I have 15 cents? If you really splurge, though, you get that quarter and get the prize treat from Big Daddy, which was a big red, white, and blue Bomb Pops, they call them now. That wasn't the name of them, but I think that was the most expensive thing he had, 25 cents for a big Bomb Pop. Big Daddy would, and by the way, that name might not fly these days, but he was a friendly guy. If there was a bunch of kids that came up and five out of the six kids had their 10 cents, 15 cents for their treat, and there was one that didn't, he'd give him a popsicle. Phone lines are open, so if you'd like to talk about summer memories like that, give me a call and let me know, 740-622-1560. These days we do have the Lake Park Aquatic Center. Forest Hill, I believe, is still open, a pool out at Colonial. When I was a kid, Forest Hill, that was the big hot spot. Kids from Coshocton and Ridgewood, maybe Riverview, went to Forest Hill, the edge of the Riverview School District, not that far from Forest Hill, and we all go swim in the lake. We can chat about that if you'd like. And Forest Hill, I don't know, it's been a while since I've been out there, but they had those big sliding boards. They had three of them. One was a little one for the shallow kids' part, and then there was a medium-sized sliding board, and then they had a great big tall one. And the lifeguard would blow their whistle at you if you went down head first. And let's see, they had the raft you could swim out to, and the rings. That was a highlight of Forest Hill, the hanging rings that went out over the water and see how far you could get. I never got very far, maybe out to the fifth or the sixth rings, but there were some people that were pretty good at it. Could make it all the way out to the end. I don't know, there's maybe 10, 12 rings. So those are some thought starters. If you do want to look back nostalgically on Coshocton County, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Looking at a picture that appears to be the freeze there at the corner of 15th Street and Chestnut. It was Wayne's Freeze for a while, and now owned by the Weiler family, and it's just the Freeze. And this is a picture, it looks like, from the 1950s, based from the cars in the parking lot, and it had a big sign on top of it that said Tasty Freeze, spelled TASTEEFREEZ. Picture of an ice cream cone, says hot dogs and hamburgers. So the phone lines are open. Now we can talk about that if you would like, or any local history, stores, restaurants, places that used to be here that no longer are. We had several calls on the Old Town Drive-In there at the entrance to Roscoe Village, right at the corner of White Woman Street and Chestnut. And it went strong for many, many years. The building is no longer there. It's where Jillian's Salon sits now. So the phone lines are open. We can talk about that if you would like, or whatever else is on your mind. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And there's a picture of Rich Creek's Market there near 15th and or on 15th Street near the hospital. And what else? A photo from the city. Vehicles, a road grader, a street sweeper, and a pickup truck, all colored orange. And those are just some things that we can talk about. And a lot of the buildings on Main Street, the old buildings that sat without any occupants and that were decaying, many of those springing back to life, not the least of which is the Selby Building, which was home to Newberry's department store. back before we had the Downtowner Plaza, long before we had Walmart, we had Newberry's. That was a big store on Main Street. There was a JCPenney and O'Neill's and Montgomery Ward's, as many people affectionately called Monkey Ward. And then the Plaza came along. Downtowner Plaza came along late 60s, early 1970s. And Buckeye Mart was there for a while. And then a couple of years later, they added an extra part to the Downtowner Plaza there where Big Lots is now. And the first store, correct me if I'm wrong here, I always toss out the disclaimer that my memory, without having any memory aids to fall back on, is not always reliable. But Buckeye Mart was the first big store, first anchor store in the Downtowner Plaza. That would have been 68, 69, 70, right around there. Somebody help me out. And then a couple of years after that, the part on the right as you walk in or as you drive into the plaza was added, and there were new stores. Bueller's was in the Downtowner Plaza for quite some time, but the first big store, I don't know if anchor store is a term that's used at a outdoor shopping plaza like that. It's a term that's used in a shopping mall, but Grant City was the first one I remember. And furthermore, I remember the Grant City ads here on WTNS. They had a catchy jingle. Grant City, the more for your money's worth store. Am I jogging some memories? Maybe, maybe not, because the phone lines are all still dark. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And I would like to hear from you. Let's get started.
Hey, Brittany. Since you work for Drown Law Offices, would you mind if I ask you a few questions about what my husband and I should do to prepare for our untimely death? This is a topic I don't enjoy talking about, but I want to make sure my family is taken care of.
Sure. I have assisted Attorney Drown with lots of his estate planning cases, so I am happy to answer some basic questions. What would you like to know?
What should we do with our real estate?
There are a few different options available. You could have a deed with survivorship or a transfer on death designation affidavit. Both of these documents would keep your real estate out of probate court. Another possibility would be to transfer the property to your next of kin, but retain the right to live there. Attorney Drown can help guide you in making the best decision for your particular circumstances.
Okay, what would I do with the rest of my stuff?
Some things, like cars or bank accounts, can also have transfer on death designations added to them. For other personal property, you might want to consider asking Attorney Drown to help you prepare your last will and testament.
How do I reach Attorney Drown?
Call Drown Law Offices at 740-291-8080 or stop into the office at 232 Chestnut Street in Coshocton to make an appointment.
Thanks, Brittany. This has been very helpful. I will call Drown Law Offices today.
Sunflowers are poised to bloom next weekend in Coshocton. The Coshocton Sunflower Festival starts on August 6th with 11 days to choose from through August 21st. Each day offers a unique experience from the weekends with live music, food trucks, craft vendors, and a beer and wine garden to the quiet weekdays where you can explore the flowers and get perfect pictures. The festival kicks off with Sippin' on Sunshine, a wine and beer tasting in the flowers. Reserve your discounted tickets at CoshoctonSunflowerFestival.com. Tickets are limited by day and times. Make your plans now. The festival takes place at the Coshocton KOA Campground on County Road 10, in Coshocton.
McWayne Ductile is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They manufacture ductile iron pipes, fittings, and utility poles. If you'd like to work for one of Coshocton's top employers, they'd like to talk with you. McWayne Ductile has positions available for production entry level with wages starting at $19.67 per hour and electricians starting at $29.89 per hour. Plus, they offer competitive benefit packages. Please apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
In Coshocton is a very special senior community, Covington Square. At Covington Square, the low monthly rent includes all utilities and maintenance, and for added security, a 24-hour emergency alert system is provided. Even better, there's no long-term commitment required. Located on Browns Lane, adjacent to Bueller's, stop in to visit this unique community for carefree seniors. Call the Covington Square Rental Office at 623-4603 or visit us online at covingtonsquareapartments.com for more information.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Partly sunny early this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 68 degrees in Coshocton. Gary's Auto and Exhaust in West Lafayette. I invite you to attend the West Lafayette homecoming. Eat, stand, and rides open at 5 o'clock this evening. Parade lines up at 6 and begins at 7 o'clock. And the Dotson Brothers will perform at 8:30 this evening at the main stage. And Gary's Auto and Exhaust Repair invites you to attend. It's 9:30. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I've lived out around here, Forest Hill Lake for, let's see, close to 1978, close to 44 years I've lived out here.
Is it still pretty busy?
Sad to say. Huh?
Is it still busy?
No. It's, pretty well closed up now. The Lester Stewart, the owner of it, passed away, and it got sold to an Amish, family, and it's pretty much just investment property. They there's no more swimming, there's no more floats, there's no more nothing, and they got a few campers up there, and that's about it. It's not like it used to be.
Well, I'm glad that you called. Now that you mentioned all that, I do remember that we did have a story when the owner passed away and that it was sold. But is it still open for camping?
There's a few. A few campers up in there. I don't know how long they're going to be there.
Is it still mowed and maintained? Is the property still?
Yeah, it seems like they're mowing it all right, but it just doesn't have the family feel anymore, like people going up there and having picnics and things like that. And it's just an investment property for them, all it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the. Lester used to love the place, and he lived Forest Hill Lake, you know, and it's sad to say, but. Unless somebody else buys it, it's never going to be Forest Hill Lake again.
Yeah, it was quite the hot spot in its time. My sisters are considerably old. They were teenagers when I was born, so they took me out when I was little to Forest Hill Lake, probably the first place that I ever swam, and it was always hopping. They had WHLO radio, top 40 radio at the time. I think they have a talk format now, but so they played all the top tunes over the speakers there, and the families went, teenagers went, and the lake was always full of swimmers. On the right side, you had the shallow, sandy spot for the little kids, and then you go farther to the left, and that's where they had the tall slide and the rings, and a lot of times that's where the teenagers would hang out. But yeah, I have a lot of fond memories of Forest Hill.
It was actually built in like right 1948-1949.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it was built, and an old fellow named Fred Barth, it was called Barth Lake at one time. Fred Barth worked for a strip mine company, and he built it out of the strip mine company's property. It didn't take him very long, but I don't think he worked for the strip mine that much longer, really. But, it's sad to see. I drive by there all the time, and used to be commotion. They'd have fireworks on 4th of July, and they'd had all kinds of things going on there.
Yeah.
But, it's sad to see the way it's went, and I was hoping somebody would open it up, and all the slides and everything's gone, that's the way the ball bounces, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm glad that you called with an update. And there are a lot of people that are listening right now that I'm sure smile when they think about Forest Hill. And it went strong for a long time after the 70s, into the 80s and 90s. I remember taking my own kids out there a couple of times. So
up to a couple of years ago, it was still going strong.
Uh-huh.
You know, they put all new stuff in and everything, but all right, that's all I got to say.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call today. 9:34 is the time, and swimming holes here in Coshocton. The Lake Park Aquatic Center was built when mid to late 1990s. Before that, we did go for a stretch where there were limited or no pool options here in Coshocton County. Now we have Coshocton, because we had the Warsaw and West Lafayette pool. By the way, that pool in West Lafayette, it was always hopping as well. Same for Warsaw. But Forest Hill, not only a fun place for families to go, but it was kind of a gathering place for kids, teenagers, to go hang out during the summer. We can chat about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. Forest Hill Lake, not only a popular spot with swimming, but as the caller mentioned, camping as well on the other side of the lake from the swimming area. There was a campground, pretty good-sized campground, and we camped out there time and again. And, boy, was it easy to catch bluegill and panfish in that lake at Forest Hill. Probably is. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. Back in a moment. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit channellistens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Serving our community is everything. That's why at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital, we think you shouldn't have to go just anywhere for surgical care. We've assembled a team of highly skilled surgeons and nurses to deliver world-class surgical care for the Tuscarawas Valley. For safe endoscopy and colonoscopy procedures, for all your surgical needs, for trusted specialty care. Get the care you need right where you need it. Learn more at unionhospital.org/surgery.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Peters. Get an extra $1,500 for your trade during Christmas in July sale only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
To make smarter, better infield crop decisions, growers need data to tell a full crop story. AGI's Farm Mobile data collection automatically captures agronomic and machine data in real time as you work. Iron neutral and easy to install, Farm Mobile uses cellular connectivity to capture every pass on the field for 24/7 data downloads and control. Step into real-time data and mobile monitoring without stepping into the field. Visit AGI Farm Mobile at aggrowth.com/digital. Better insights lead to better crop outcomes. AGI's suite of digital technologies, Farm Mobile, Bin Manager, SureTrack, and Hazmon, give growers, ag retailers, and their valued ag partners affordable, customizable solutions that deliver unparalleled visibility, automation, safety, efficiency, and control over the crop, from field, fleet, and bin. Get more out of every acre with AGI Digital. Visit aggrowth.com/digital.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe you should look stunning on your wedding day.
And with our Something Borrowed program, you can.
When you buy your engagement and wedding rings at Dean's, we'll let you borrow any piece of jewelry from our store to wear on your big day, free of charge.
What will you choose? Diamond statement earrings, a strand of pearls, or maybe some elegant cufflinks?
We have your Something Borrowed at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon, where we believe in happily ever after.
The Genesis Coshocton Medical Center is hiring. The center will open in early 2023, and they are filling many positions now. The jobs include clinical roles such as nurses, therapists, technicians, paramedics, and EMTs. Other jobs are in environmental services, food and nutrition, patient registration, and customer relations. They offer competitive wages and benefits. Check out their open positions now and keep watching as they add more this year. Go to genesishcs.org/careers and type Coshocton in the keyword field.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. It's your car. It's your choice. For 45 years, we have been providing the very best collision repairs in the area. H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Partly sunny early this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 68 degrees. Frontier Propane invites you to the West Lafayette homecoming. And new queen was crowned last night and eventful evening yesterday, but even bigger day today, starting at 5 o'clock, when the Rise and the Eat stand will open. Parade lines up at 6 and begins at 7 o'clock. And the Dotson Brothers perform at 8:30. A couple of highlights from tomorrow. Big social event and great food as well at 8 o'clock in the morning for the pancake breakfast. All-you-can-eat pancakes at the Eat stand. And also at the Eat stand, the backside of the Eat stand, the chicken dinner will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and that's prepared by Shoemaker Farms and Luke McGarvey. So lots of good food as well as the West Lafayette homecoming continues, and Frontier Propane invites you to attend. It is 9:41. Let's take, oh, you went away 2 seconds too soon. Literally, the line stopped flashing as I was reaching over to push the button to put you on the air. So why don't you give me a call back right now? I do have another commercial break or two I'm going to need to get to before the top of the hour. So I'll give you a minute or so and wax nostalgic a bit myself, talking some Coshocton County history and places to cool off in the summer. The Lake Park Aquatic Center. The late 1990s, I'm going to say 95, 96, right around there. Somebody, I'm sure, can come up with a more precise date. Younger folks may not realize that we used to all go to Lake Park and swim right there in the lake. And there are still remnants of the bathhouse. The footprint of the bathhouse is still there at Lake Park. And that's where I took swimming lessons. Many people took swimming lessons there. There was some sand that was put in Lake Park in the swimming area. And they had sliding boards. And I think, yeah, they had a couple of diving boards as well. And a long, what do you call that, a pier? Wooden pier that went out into the lake, but people became less enamored with swimming in lakes and more enamored swimming in pools. And then we've got the Lake Park Aquatic Center now, which is a fantastic facility. So we can chat about that if you'd like. If you'd like to share your memories of Lake Park or Forest Hill or Colonial Pool or the West Lafayette or Warsaw pools for that matter, give me a call. The phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning, talking some local history and nostalgia. Okay, no callers waiting right now. Another side item And I brought this up before, and we haven't had that much discussion about it, but signs here in Coshocton. We have some good-looking signs, signs, outdoor advertising designed to get your attention. But the heyday of the neon sign is over. Neon signs, they adorned Route 66, which is a nostalgic drive for many. You still occasionally see neon signs, but not that many. But they used to be all over the place. And we did have a few here in Coshocton. Two that I remember. One, Carton Shoes on Main Street. And the other one was Spittler's Restaurant. Remember that neon sign? Spittler's Restaurant. And I remember it was a flashing neon sign, and it had an arrow that pointed towards the restaurant. Again, if my memory is serving me correctly. And those are just a couple. So, but if you want to talk about some other neon sign, very beautiful. And the neon sign had its heyday, I don't know, probably in the, 40s, 50s, 60s. But neon signs are expensive to produce, expensive to maintain, and are expensive to repair, and are very fragile. And there are many more cost-effective options these days. 9:45 is the time. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know you guys were talking about a little bit with some of the lake stuff around here, but also Dillon State Park, where I used to run cross country, is that was actually we're down the beach area. They actually have a little, they have a little area where you could swim and all that stuff.
Uh huh. Did you swim there? You grew up in the Tri-Valley district, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. No, I didn't really have much time to really swim over there. Most of the stuff we did over there was like a class I had in high school called Outdoor Recreation, where we got the canoe and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a pretty good, it was a good area for cross country, all that stuff, because it was the beach area, because they had little kid stuff. I remember doing an Eagle Scout project there.
Yeah.
There for the little kid section. All that fun jazz over there.
Yeah, Dillon State Park, one of the closest state parks to Coshocton County. We've got Salt Fork over in Guernsey County, and Dillon just down the road in Muskingum County.
Yeah, it's like when you're heading, it's one of the old routes that would take you over to Newark before the highway got built.
Yeah.
Before you head over to Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was one of those fun areas. I didn't get to swim, but I did get to go over to the Dillon Dam where they had a little beach area where you could collect shells and fish.
Yeah.
Fish and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And besides, what is the most craziest thing that you've ever done, like one of the craziest college pranks that you ever heard done in college when you were during your time at Ohio State?
Oh, there were a bunch of them. What makes you bring that up?
Well, because I was just thinking about an old story that my history teacher used to tell me about, a milk sock bomb.
Milk sock bomb?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like you put milk in a sock and basically it stunk up the whole like a dormitory.
Okay.
Since because we're getting close to back to school time at college, I might see about anybody might have a little story about their time of pranks like that.
Well, there's a long list of typical college pranks, but I think that's the first I've heard of a milk sock bomb.
I'm just bringing up a little bit of this dumb stuff. Maybe if you can make, because I know pranks can be a little bit funny, but a little bit stupid, but this one was actually supposed to be like a funny one. But I thought maybe brighten up the day, see if anybody might have their own favorite stories of pranks like that.
All right. Well, thank you for your call today. It is 9:48 and college pranks. And college kids are notorious for their pranks. So we can talk about that if you would like. Milk sock bomb, which could be irritating, relatively harmless. It is 9:49. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. If you do want to talk about signs, spectacular signs here in and around Coshocton, and Coshocton County. Neon signs, there are still some restored or well-preserved sections of Route 66 where you will see neon signs for hotels and restaurants, maybe even gas stations along the route. A few restored parts of Route 66, such as Holbrook, Arizona, for example. You'll see quite a few neon signs along the roadway. And if you go to Las Vegas, still lots of neon there. But the heyday of the neon sign has come and gone. In fact, are there any currently still operating neon signs here in Coshocton or Coshocton County? I can't think of any. Last ones I remember are the two that I mentioned, Spittler's Restaurant, and even more recently to be removed, Carton Shoes on Main Street. Those were some cool-looking signs. It is 9:50. The phone lines are open. We do have another caller waiting, and let's take care of our sponsors, and we'll take another phone call right after this.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Are you drawn to a career in public service that takes you into the great outdoors? ODNR is looking for its next class of natural resources officers, a group set to protect and serve Ohioans.
I've always wanted to work outside and wanted to work with people and be a part of a team as well. Those experiences led me to becoming a natural resource officer.
Find out if you have what it takes. Go to ohiodnr.gov/get hired to apply.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Mark your calendars. The second annual Coshocton Regional Medical Center Community Fun Day is scheduled for Saturday, July 30th from 9 a.m. to noon at the hospital campus. There will be free food, snow cones, bounce houses, games, and giveaways. Get your picture with Paw Patrol and Baby Shark. Meet our local first responders and tour their emergency vehicles. Join MedFlight, Coshocton County EMS, Tri-County Joint Ambulance District, Coshocton Fire Department, and Coshocton County Sheriff's Department. The Coshocton Health Department will be doing free car seat inspections and will have a limited number of free convertible seats and booster seats available for eligible families. The first 100 kids receive a free tie-dye t-shirt. This is a free event open to the public, so bring your friends and family for a day of fun. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Whit's Frozen Custard invites you to the West Lafayette homecoming. That got started yesterday and another big night tonight. Some of the highlights are the food and the rides. They start at 5 o'clock, parade lines up at 6, and the parade begins at 7 o'clock. There will be the Mouse Game at 8 o'clock. Kids merchandise bust a balloon in the Midway. Both of those are at 8 o'clock, begin at 8 o'clock. And the Dotson Brothers main stage will be at the main stage bandstand at 8:30 tonight. And those are just some of the highlights of the West Lafayette homecoming currently underway, and Whit's Frozen Custard invites you to attend. It's 9:53. We have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
I was just wanting to follow up on the mayor of County Road 10 talking about Forest Hill Lake.
Uh-huh.
From what I understand, the camping, the people who had campers there in previous years and had paid up, are going to be able to spend the summer there, but I believe that they're not going to be allowed there after that. They're going to move them out, and that they're going to privatize the lake. It'll still be utilized, but it'll be private.
Okay. And a lot of people, just for clarification, a lot of folks would leave their camper out there all year long.
Yeah. There's probably people that's been camping there basically their whole lives.
Yeah.
You know, adult lives. But I think from what I heard, they're going to have to find another place to go, and they're going to have it's going to be private.
Yeah.
They fenced off the lake where you cannot swim now. So, and there's a notice at the entrance of the lake, addressing the campers in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent half my life up there and I miss it. I haven't gone, you know, for several years now, but boy, it was something else to grow up there. It was a lot of fun. I probably splashed you at one time or another. I don't know.
Well, I got splashed by a lot of people and did some splashing myself. I'm not sure who I'm talking with here, but I spent quite a bit of time out there myself.
Yeah, I had a membership card every year, and it was a place to go after making hay and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
So it was awesome. But I don't know if you knew, you mentioned the bluegill population there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was insane. Thousands. It was if you had little kids and that were just starting to fish, it was ideal. But I remember catching a bluegill literally by skimming a hook over the top of the water.
I believe it. And they would just come in droves. Once one hit the surface, the rest of them followed.
Uh-huh.
But I remember probably in around 86, 87, there was a guy from Mount Vernon there fishing, and he actually caught the state record bluegill out of that lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that, I remember that when the mayor was talking to you, and I looked it up. It's no longer state record, but 1990, there was one caught down at Salt Fork that surpassed it. And that one was 3 pounds and a quarter. I think it was 3 pounds and a quarter. But so that means the one at Forest Hill was close to 3 pounds.
Huh.
As far as if I read it right, you know, I may be wrong on that.
Surprises me though, because most of the bluegill that I remember catching there, and I went down to the dam and fished a few times. They were big schools of little tiny ones.
Yes. Yeah, but it definitely, I remember it was publicized. There was a photo that ran in the newspaper. The guy from Mount Vernon had caught that state record fish. And I remember the guy's name because it was so ironic that it was Hoyt Wilhelm.
Oh, okay.
But this guy was like maybe in his late 20s or 30, somewhere in that range. But that was a common name, you know, or a well-known name. Whether or not he was related or not, I never met the guy, but I just remember the publicity that was that surrounded that catch.
Yeah.
But again, in 1990, it got surpassed. But yeah, there are fish in there, and I think there's a lot of my friends would go up there and catch and release and get some pretty decent bass, some perch, and obviously the bluegill.
Yeah. And if there's anybody listening that's not familiar, not a very big lake at all, a small lake.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe 6 acres, maybe 5 acres.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe
yeah.
Not even that. Maybe not even that. But yeah, it was a great place to hang out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good people. The Franks owned it for a while. Richard Frank family owned it. They were really good people. I remember the bars, but I was really young then, so I didn't really know them well. But the Franks had a majority of my growing up years there. But after I took off to the service and come back, I didn't really go there very much after that. But yeah, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in and just kind of let people know that there was a state record fish come out of that lake.
Yeah, I didn't realize. That's interesting. Did not realize. Well, thank you for calling this morning. It's,
yep.
It's 69 degrees in Coshocton, and we are looking back and nostalgically focusing on Forest Hill Lake and I graduated in 1981. And there are several places where kids from all over the county would congregate. You get together at the fair, of course, but cruising Main Street in the summer, kids from Ridgewood and Riverview, as well as Coshocton kids, would come into town and drive up and down Main Street, and then turn around and do it again. You'd make a U-turn around the millstone on the Second Street side of Main Street and head back on up Main Street, and then turn around in the, let's see, there was a bank there at the time, I believe, and do it again. Drive up and down Main Street. And Main Street was packed. I mean, packed. And that's not because there wasn't anything else to do. That's because that's how we socialized. That's how it was done back then. So Forest Hill, Main Street in Coshocton, the Coshocton County Fair. So, yeah, that's how I met a lot of kids from other schools. So what about you? The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning, 740-622-1560. Help me out with the neon signs. I know that there were more. A lot of businesses would have neon signs on the front of their businesses. So, number one, are there any still neon signs? True neon signs still operating? And number two, what other neon signs do you remember? Long ago, there was a neon sign, not a very big one, but a neon sign attached to the front of our WTNS building here on 6th Street. So phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. I'd like to hear from you. Let's get our national, international news now from the Associated Press.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Record-shattering rainfall and flooding in Kentucky has killed 15 people, and the governor says he expects that number to rise as the rain keeps falling there. Rachel Patton in Floyd County, Kentucky, tells WCHS-TV the floodwaters filled her home so fast she and her mother, who's on oxygen, had to evacuate on a floating door.
We had to swim out, and it was over my head, so yeah, it's scary.
Search and rescue teams and the National Guard have been searching for the missing. President Biden's declared a major disaster exists in Kentucky. He's ordered federal aid to supplement Commonwealth and local recovery efforts. The National Weather Service says the dangerous heat wave in the Northwest will continue right into the weekend. If you want an upgraded COVID booster, here's your chance. The Biden administration will buy 66 million doses of Moderna's next-generation vaccine. It targets the highly transmissible Omicron variant. That's enough for everybody who wants the vaccine this winter. Americans are getting no relief from surging prices. The AP's Sagar Magani has this story.
An inflation gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks jumped last month from a year ago by 6.8%, the biggest increase in four decades. From May to June, prices rose 1%, the biggest increase since 2005. The government report says consumer spending just managed to outpace inflation, rising 0.1% from May to June. While spending has weakened amid inflation, it's also helping fuel inflation itself, with strong demand for things from airline tickets to used cars. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Los Angeles is holding off on an indoor mask mandate for now. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
2 weeks ago, Health Director Barbara Farrar said Los Angeles County could require indoor masks again under CDC criteria as hospital coronavirus admissions trended upward. But Thursday, officials were able to dodge imposing a broader mask mandate for now, reporting that infections and rates of hospitalizations have stabilized. Farrar says COVID-19 rates in L.A. have declined since July 23rd, so while the county remains at the high level of community transmission, it could drop to a medium level in coming weeks. The county still requires masks in in some indoor spaces like healthcare facilities and public transportation, County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's hopeful they can return the focus to promoting vaccines, treatments, and the benefits of masking while leaving the decision in the public's hands. I'm Jennifer King.
Don't forget, Mega Millions is tonight. The jackpot's more than $1 billion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, 69 degrees. Yeah, Mega Millions. I said I was going to buy a ticket. What day was that, Tuesday or Wednesday? And never did. And I didn't win. Neither did you, whether you bought a ticket or not. But $1 billion, got to get a ticket on the way home from work today. I spend the afternoon thinking about what I'm going to do with my $1 billion until the drawing tonight. We find out who. What's probably going to happen is that there'll be two, three, four, five people, because when the jackpot gets crazy high like it is right now, the sales go up, and then when somebody does hit, oftentimes it's more than one. We'll see. But I hope it's just one, and I hope that one person is me. So phone lines are open. Got to buy my ticket first, though. We can talk about that if you would like. We can chat about the lottery. And I'm not much of a gambler at all. I have visited Atlantic City. I have visited Las Vegas both times with my kids, and I did not gamble one bit at either place. And both of those places, especially Las Vegas, despite Las Vegas's reputation, which it has earned, there are family-friendly things to do in Las Vegas as well. So we can talk about that. We can talk about neon signs. Somebody help me out with the neon signs. Spittler's Restaurant, Carton Shoes, and those are just two. There used to be a bunch of them. That's all I can think of here off the top of my head. Neon signs, there are less expensive options these days that are less fragile, easier to repair. And you just don't see too many neon signs on, Main Street USA anymore. But you still see a few. Do we still have any operating here in Coshocton? Give me a call. We can talk about that. We've talked about Forest Hill. We are talking local history primarily today. So we can continue that discussion if you would like, if there is something else that you would like to bring up. And one spot that I would like to visit, it's not too far away, about 3 hours away in Cincinnati, the American Sign Museum. Has anybody ever been there? The American Sign Museum in Cincinnati, they preserve and archive and display a collection of signs, not just neon signs, but signs in general. It's not that old of a museum. It opened to the public in 2005. But has become quite popular. So give me a call if you've ever been to the American Sign Museum, 740-622-1560. And signs and outdoor advertising, whether it's signs to attract people into a business or billboards or signs along the roadways, there have been some signs and outdoor advertisement that have become famous in their own right, such as the Burma Shave signs. Burma Shave was a brand of shaving cream and rose to fame when they started those signs along the road. And this was even before my time, but they would be a series of small signs with a poem, and it would always end in Burma Shave. It would be a poem or a riddle. And those were very popular, famous signs. Let's see, the Sea Rock City and Ruby Falls on Interstate 75 for those that ever drove to Florida or drove to the South back in the 60s and 70s. So those were popular attractions in Chattanooga, Tennessee. and a lot of barns on the top of them would say Sea Rock City. And when I was a kid, we did indeed Sea Rock City. And another famous billboard campaign or roadside sign campaign, Wall Drug, a tourist trap, which I use that term affectionately. Wall Drug is still there, but most of the signs are not. They got the kibosh after Lady Bird's Johnson's Highway Beautification Act back in the late 60s. So give me a call. We can talk about any of those things or anything else. I'm just tossing out some ideas. It is Friday, and this is what Fridays are for. We can talk about signs or local history or movies or music. It's up to you. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're in the air.
Hello, Mike. How are you this morning?
Well, good. How are you? You sound like you're in a good mood.
I'm good. I am. I was just talking about gardening.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a cherry tomato called a chocolate sprinkle cherry tomato?
A chocolate sprinkle? I have not. Are you growing some?
I am. I bought a 4-pack of cherry tomato plants at Walmart, and I've got one of them is a chocolate sprinkled cherry tomato. It's got the markings of like the outside of a watermelon, only it's red and green instead of green and green. And then the inside is kind of dark. But I'd never heard of them, and they're fantastic.
And these are small cherry-sized tomatoes, right? Cherry tomatoes. Does the plant get big?
They actually... Oh, the plant's huge, yes. But the tomato is a little bigger than a grape.
Okay.
But it looks like a little red and green watermelon.
Uh-huh.
With the variegated lines. But I'd never heard of it. I just wondered if you had.
I've grown tomatoes that are similar to what you are describing, but they didn't have that name.
Okay. Yeah, I got another one. It's a big tomato that's striped, and it's a Mr. Stripey, it's called.
Yeah, that I've never grown myself, but I have heard of those. Yeah, they're orange and the red and orange stripes, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And another thing is, I want to know: have you ever been to Wisconsin?
I have various parts of Wisconsin. I spent 2 or 3 days in Milwaukee. That's been about 10 years ago, and enjoyed my visit to Milwaukee. I went to the museums, the Riverwalk, and a baseball game. I've been to Wisconsin Dells, and I've been to a few other parts. How about you?
Well, I went on a tour bus trip. We went to Ludington, Michigan, and then we got on a decommissioned Coast Guard boat turned into a car ferry and went on a 4-hour trip across Lake Michigan to Wacotomic. I believe it's Wacotomic, Wisconsin. And the boat ride was cool. But we went to Harley Museum, Maritime Museum. We went down into a submarine, Bobblehead Museum, Oshkosh. We went to the Iroquois Oneida Nation Reservation, but I'd never been in that part of the country, so it was real interesting.
So you did quite a bit then. Now, the Harley musician, are you a motorcycle rider or a motorcycle buff?
Oh, in my younger days.
It's a wonderful museum. They have at least one motorcycle from every year of production for Harleys, which Harley-Davidson began in Milwaukee. And that's one of the short list of things I would recommend for people that visit Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was nice. They did. They had a bike from 1902, and like you said, one on up through the years.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that was interesting. And we did, it's silly, but we did the most fun thing at Milwaukee is we took the Laverne and Shirley tour of Milwaukee.
That does sound like fun. So what all did you do?
These two guys were in character. They stayed in character the whole day. They dressed like Laverne and Shirley. Shirley had Boo Boo Kitty with her. We went to a brewery, and they did their thing, you know, like in the beginning of the show where they put the gloves on the line. Of course, Pops owned the pizza bowl. We went bowling. We ate pizza at what used to be Pop's restaurant. And it, like, stayed in the family, the Feeney family. And it really is named after them. It's Balasari's. And we went bowling. We drank milk and Pepsi.
Had you ever done that before?
I had. My sister made it once when I was a kid. It's not as bad as it seems.
Right.
But no, that was just a fun day.
Yeah. Did you go to the art museum?
No, we didn't.
That's the building right there on the lake, that the big white odd looking building that looks a little bit like a ship. Did you see it?
Oh, they pointed out the art museum.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And, I mean, we saw the Pabst Mansion. It was really good. Well, we went to Lambeau Field, of course, in
Green Bay.
Green Bay, thank you.
Yep. just up the road. Well, that's all. How long was your bus tour? How long?
It was a whole week.
Okay.
It was a whole week. And if anyone's never taken bus trips, that's my way to travel. I mean, you call them, you pay, and then you pack. And everything else is taken care of. So, yeah, we crammed a lot into those 7 days, but it was really nice.
That does sound like a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you called. Milwaukee, for many people, is not the first place that you think of for taking a trip, or Wisconsin for a week long, but as you have
right.
illustrated, there is a lot to see and do there, a lot of culture. Milwaukee is Harley-Davidson started in Milwaukee, the
yeah.
breweries, they're still... The Miller Brewery and some of the others are still there, and you can take the brewery tours. And downtown Milwaukee, all big cities have their problems, but not a bad looking downtown.
Yeah. No. And have you ever been to Green Bay?
I've just been through it. I did not stop and check that. I don't think I have been to Green Bay. I've been to Duluth.
Okay.
Minnesota, but I have never been to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm looking at the map here. No, I don't think I've even been through Green Bay.
I expected a huge city, but their tallest building is 7 stories.
Yeah, Green Bay is not a large city at all. I think there may be 70, 80,000. Green Bay may be just a little bit bigger than Newark and Heath put together. A lot of folks think that it's a lot bigger because they have their football franchise, the Green Bay Packers,
right.
with their history.
Right.
And you think, well, if they've got an NFL football team, they must be a big city, and they're a small city.
They said the population now is 104,000.
Yeah, so be about the size of Canton, maybe.
Yeah, they love their Green Bay Packers.
That they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Even Milwaukee, Milwaukee does not have an NFL franchise.
Right.
So the only NFL franchise in Wisconsin is in Green Bay. So even though Milwaukee is... many miles away from Green Bay, it's they are crazy for the Packers there.
Oh, yeah, they are. And you know, I'm not a big football watcher, but it was interesting. And, of course, everyone has heard of, you know, Lambeau and Vince Lombardi. And I got a picture of the Vince Lombardi trophy, which I was excited to see. And one of Vince Lombardi's Super Bowl rings. Now, did you know that Green Bay has the most Super Bowls of any other NFL team?
I guess I did not know that. They've had a they were back when the Super Bowl first became the Super Bowl in the mid-60s.
Right.
They were one of the top teams with Vince Lombardi. The Kansas City Chiefs were pretty good as well. And then in the days of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, they have quite a football tradition up there.
And I'm older, so, you know, I remember Bart Starr.
And Bart Starr, yep. When did you take this trip?
Whoops.
I lost her. I don't think she was done either. Something happened. But I'm glad that she called, sharing with us about her. It was a bus trip to Wisconsin. And when you put together a list of places to visit, Wisconsin isn't often the first thing that that comes to mind, but it's not that far. You can get to Wisconsin in a day. In fact, when I went to Wisconsin, took a trip to, I call it my own Northwoods trip, went to Wisconsin and Minnesota, came back through Michigan. I worked my morning shift on Saturday, got in the car, drove to Chicago, saw the White Sox and the Indians play on the south side of Chicago, got back in the car and drove up and spent the night in Milwaukee. So I worked, saw a baseball game, and drove up to Milwaukee all in one day. Now, I got to Milwaukee quite late, mind you, but the point is it's not that far away. So phone lines are open to talk about your travels. 740-622-1560. The caller described herself as older. And by that, I took her meaning older than I am. And I have never taken that type of a trip, a motor coach trip. I am open to the idea. And I might do it sometime, likely will do it sometime. Pros and cons to it. I like my freedom. I like to be able to set my own itinerary and make my own decisions. So that would be one of the negatives. But the pros, you can see a lot in a short period of time and let somebody else do the driving. So your thoughts, phone lines are open between now and 11. Let's check our weather forecast.
All your pressure washing related needs in Coshocton, Ohio and surrounding area. Choose AW Pressure Washing. Get an estimate today from AW Pressure Washing. Call or text 740-610-1527. That's 740-610-1527.
Partly sunny early this morning, then becoming a mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s for tonight, mainly clear, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 70 degrees in Coshocton. Epic Fitness PT Center invites you to attend the 74th annual West Lafayette Homecoming. Got underway last night, another big day tonight with the food and the ride starting at 5 o'clock. The parade lines up at 6 and will begin at 7 o'clock this evening. Those are the highlights of today. Big day tomorrow, and it starts bright and early at 8 a.m. when the pancake breakfast will be held at the Eat Stand from 8 until 10 a.m. The 5K run and walk begins at 8:30 a.m. Registration starts at 7:30. There'll be an AMA RC fun fly shows from 9 to 11. That's going to be at the football field. Pet parade is at 11 tomorrow. The ride's open tomorrow at noon. Cornhole tournament starts at 1:30. And the chicken dinner. Don't want to forget the chicken dinner. That starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Eat Stand, prepared by Shoemaker Farms and Luke McGarvey. And tomorrow night at 6:45, the night train band starts. The fireworks begin at approximately 10 o'clock. And then the final event of the West Lafayette Homecoming, as per tradition. It's the merchandise drawing at the Chamber headquarters, and you must have your ticket and be present to win. And there is always a big crowd late in the evening at 10:30 on a Saturday night. And Epic Fitness PT Center hopes that you'll bring the family to the 74th West Lafayette Homecoming. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
For fun, food, and family entertainment, come to the Holmes County Fair at Harvest Ridge, August 8th through the 13th. There's something for the whole family, including a special admission price of $3 before 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. And kids 10 and under are always admitted free. Wednesday is Kids Day, featuring reduced ride passes, vendor specials, and free activities from noon to 4 p.m. Enjoy all of our favorite grandstand events like Demo Derby, Rodeo, Tractor Pull, Motocross, and more. For details, go to HolmesCountyFair.com or like them on Facebook.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Tiffany Johnson. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. See me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff & Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff & Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, mainly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Currently it is 70 degrees in Coshocton. It's 10:26. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. It's me back. I was just letting you know I wasn't being rude. My phone died.
Okay. I knew something happened. I knew you weren't done. Let's see. When did you take your trip?
It was July 11th to 17th.
Oh, so you just got back from it.
Yeah. The thought I was saying about the Packers was they've won 13 Super Bowls, and do you know who's in second place?
I don't think the Packers won 13 Super Bowls, did they? Did they maybe go?
No.
Well, who's in second place?
The Bears.
Oh, okay. Big rivalry.
Eight. No, it was throughout that museum in our tour, 13.
Maybe they've been to 13 Super Bowls?
No, he said they won 13.
Okay. All right, well,
there's a lot of them.
At any rate, the Bears and the Packers rivalry is one of the greatest rivalry in not just football, but in sports.
Right. Right. All right.
So have you traveled by motor coach before, or was this your first trip like this?
No, I've gone on several trips.
Where are some of the other places that you've been?
Nashville, Atlantic City, Niagara Falls, Shipshamana, Indiana, Mackinac Island, Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Been all over the place then. How long have you been doing this?
Since 2018 was my first year.
Do you go with friends and family, or you go by yourself?
I go by myself.
And make friends on the way, huh?
That's right. Now, on the trip I went to Wisconsin, there were five singles of us on the bus, so I had all kinds of company.
Mm-hmm.
But you said about, liking your freedom when you travel.
Yes.
I don't drive for medical reasons.
Okay.
So I couldn't do that stuff without the bus.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't have to look at the GPS. I can just kick my feet up and, read my book. And
oh, yeah. There are a lot of positives.
Snaps.
And I don't know about you, but I just like to look at the countryside when I'm driving or visiting new places.
Absolutely. And, I mean, they take care of everything, you know. You don't have to pay any gratuities. That comes, that's in with it. When we're traveling and we're going to make a lunch stop, they'll call ahead and tell them we're coming so they'll, you know, be ready for us. And just, it's just really, it's my way to travel.
Well, I'm glad that you called and shared. Sounded like you had a good time, and you definitely did quite a bit over the course of a week. A lot of things to see and do. You've been to a lot of other interesting places as well, and it's always great to talk about to talk to a fellow traveler.
Well, it's good talking to you, and you have a great day, Mike.
All right, thank you for calling. It is 10:30. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And now, I have come across this as well, that sometimes when traveling and you are taking a tour, take what the tour guide tells you with a grain of salt. Sometimes there is some exaggeration, and as the case with the team with the most Super Bowl wins, well, that would be the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are tied with 6 Super Bowl wins apiece, and the San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, they each have 5. The Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants, so while admirable, not 13 Super Bowl wins, but 4 for both of those teams. Super Bowl appearances, though, maybe that had something to do with their playoff appearances. But Green Bay Packers, they've won the Super Bowl 4 times, which is an accomplishment. They're tied for 5th place behind the Patriots, Steelers, 49ers, and the Cowboys. The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. You can take tours of Lambeau Field, and I have never been to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I thought that I had. I'm like, wait a minute. If I was driving through Green Bay, I would at least take an hour or two and look around and at least drive past Lambeau Field, and I've never been there. The reason I got it confused with Duluth, Minnesota, because both of them are at a very tip of a bay. So the phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up between now and 11 o'clock this morning. If you'd like to talk about travel, and it's fun to hear how excited she was about all the different things that she saw in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's at 10:32. Phone lines are open till 11. We do have another caller waiting. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about the Cleveland Indians and their sports announcers on TV.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I talked to a friend of mine who I think knows a lot about baseball, and I told him this phrase that they always say when it's 3-2, a full count,
yeah,
and they say the string is out. What does that mean?
The string is out.
Have you ever heard him say that?
Hmm.
Like when you're watching the game?
Probably, but I've never noticed it. I don't know.
I never played baseball, and our family never got into that. It was always track and other sports. But I thought, you know, so when I asked him, he said, I have no clue. But the one guy on there, he says it all the time. The string is out. And I just thought, well, maybe somebody out there knows what that means.
I will defer to other callers and do an internet search, because I'm sure I've heard it, but I've never noticed it or thought about it before, so I don't know.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284, and well, it does pop up here. It's Reddit is the first. Sometimes the Reddit searches, the Reddit strings aren't that helpful. But Tom Hamilton, so I did not even put in Indians Guardians. I just put the string is out and full count. And the top comment here refers to Tom Hamilton, one of the Indians' announcers, which to me, I take that as an indication that this is a phrase that is used most commonly by Tom Hamilton, maybe exclusively. And somebody 4 years ago said that Tom Hamilton says the string is out. What does that mean? It means full count. But why the string is out? Another Reddit user says it looks like the phrase was originated by Jimmy Dudley, former Indians broadcaster, as another way of saying the count was full. Nothing I saw indicated the number of outs and or players that were on base. So it seems like simply a full count. That was a Reddit user's interpretation. Although that user, full count, any specific kind of full count, apparently Tom Hamilton, or it's used whether their bases are loaded or whether there's nobody on base. So that's what I found out with a quick search. Maybe you can help. Give us a call. Phone lines are open. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question for you. They used to have a bean dinner up there out of Newcastle, there,
yes,
Nickaway Park. Do you know when that? Do you know when that is? I think it's in August, but I don't know what week.
I don't know that we've got a press release on it yet, and I'm pretty sure you're. I know it's late summer, and I think it is in August. It's the DAR bean dinner. But I don't have an exact date. I'll see. I can't make any promises, but I'll see if I can get an exact date for you between now and 11.
Okay, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling. It is 10:35, and the McElwee Park there in Newcastle, which is a really neat little park, especially for a little country crossroads town. They have their bean dinner every year. I have not seen anything, or nothing has crossed my desk, or I haven't seen on the email yet any announcements. And we typically do have a story in the days leading up to it here, but we're a little ways off yet, not quite August. And actually, it is almost August, so we'll be back. I'll see if I can get an answer for that caller right after this.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hendler Honda.
Come check out the all-new redesigned 2023 HRV at John Hinderer Honda. Plus, you'll get $500 off all new Honda orders at the home of the Engine for Life Guarantee, Route 79 and Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
Ends July 31st with approved credit. Excludes some models. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Introducing Beat the Stigma, Ohio's newest game show, where contestants go head-to-head to uncover the underlying causes of addiction. Did you know many of the contributing factors of addiction are beyond your control? Genetics can be responsible for 50% of your risk for addiction. Addiction is not a decision. It's a disease, and it's treatable. Can you beat the stigma? Challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
You want to join a college community where you feel welcomed, accepted, and supported. For more than a century, that place has been Ohio Dominican University, just 10 minutes from downtown Columbus. As Central Ohio's Catholic University, Ohio Dominican welcomes students of all faiths, backgrounds, and passions. If you're ready to make a positive impact on the world and those around you, ODU will prepare you to become the ethical and values-driven leader you aspire to be. Begin your ODU journey at ohiodominican.edu.
Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home would like you to attend the West Lafayette Homecoming, which is currently underway, started last night, and a new queen has been crowned. They had the food and the rides last night as well, so it's underway, and it resumes at 5 o'clock this evening with the Eat Stand and the rides opening. Parade lines up at 6, and the West Lafayette Homecoming Parade begins at 7 o'clock this evening and a full evening of activities after that. And given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home invites you to attend. Got an answer for our last caller, and I think I said D-A-R. It's G-A-R, a bean dinner. The D-A-R, Daughters of the American Revolution, and the G-A-R is the Grand Army of the Republic bean dinner. The G-A-R bean dinner. It is going to be held late August, Sunday, August the 21st, from 11 to 2, and that is at McElwee Park in Newcastle. They have a church service from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. and opening ceremonies with a flag raising at 10:45 by the Mohawk Valley 4-H Club. Food will be available from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And they've got a big shelter there, so you can park. In the past, they've had people to help you park, or you can drive through. The menu includes specialties such as soup beans, which are cooked over an open fire in iron kettles, soup beans and cornbread, and it is tasty. Potato salad, shredded chicken, ham or hot dogs, ham sandwiches or hot dog sandwiches, not just beans. They have a pie available and bottled water. The box price will be $10 per meal. And that includes your soup beans and cornbread or baked beans, potato salad, sandwich, pie, and drink. And there'll be some live music there. Brad Fuller is going to be there from 12 to 1. Again, this is August the 21st. The Walhunting Rube Band, the omnipresent Walhunting Rube Band, they will perform from 1 to 2. They wouldn't want to miss this event right there in the their neck of the woods. Dave Snyder will be there representing the Walhunting Valley Museum. So the GAR Bean Dinner coming up Sunday, August the 21st from 11 to 2. A very old, old, old organization, an old event as well. I don't know how many years, well over 100, it's been going on there in Newcomerstown. The Grand Army of the Republic Bean Dinner is held annually in commemoration of the Charles C. Nichols Post, formed in 1867. To support the widows and orphans. And these days, they donate to the Veterans Emergency Fund. Historically, the bean dinner was held on the Nichols Farm west of Newcastle on bequeath of McElwee Park to the community over 100 years ago. The commemoration was transferred to its present location. 11 to 2. When food is available at the Grand Army of the Republic Bean Dinner, Sunday, August the 21st in Newcastle. And that is always a very well-attended event as well. Everybody from that part of the county goes to the Bean Dinner. So, yeah, something else to look forward to. We do have another caller waiting. It is 10:42. Let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
I heard you start the show off this morning with Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yes. What do you know about Big Daddy? Are you Big Daddy?
No. He died a few years ago, right before he turned 80. I worked with him at General Electric.
What was his name again?
Sonny. Leland Cooper.
Leland Cooper. Now, Big Daddy has come up a few times over the years, and I actually did speak to, and I didn't realize he had passed, but I had spoken with Leland on the talk show once, and obviously this goes back a few years. But what are your memories of Big Daddy?
Well, I can tell you that he was a city councilman.
Uh-huh.
His name is on a plaque at City Hall. His father was the last engineer of a passenger train in town. And his dad was also the organ player in the commercial building at the fairgrounds during the fair. His mother's brother was one of the 97 Coshocktonians. His name was Gene Wilkinson, who died in World War II.
Well, that's some good stuff. That's a lot of information about Big Daddy. We called him Big Daddy.
He was
we put the
saxophone player also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what a wonderful guy.
Well, and he seemed to be, and you know, and he couldn't have made a whole lot of money selling popsicles to teenagers driving around town, especially when you gotta fuel up the cart. To me, something like that takes maybe you made a little scratch from it, but
well, that was his side hustle.
Yeah,
I mean, he retired from General Electric.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he was just a – he also had a bicycle shop on Orange Street.
Oh, yeah. Now, that I do remember. I didn't – now that you bring it up. Yeah.
Yes.
It was – didn't he simply call it the bike shop?
The old guys are all gone now. I'm sorry, Mike.
The bike shop, didn't he just call it the bike shop?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was bike shop.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you called and shared all that. I had not heard most of it and forgotten most of the rest. So,
how about the neon signs around town? There is a couple in some of the gas stations, and there is a big bright one that sticks out the window at Pizza Point on 3rd and Walnut.
Okay.
And I think there was one in Domino's.
Okay, are they actual neon signs?
Yeah.
Okay. So we
And there's one in the beer joint across from Wilson's Carpet and Furniture on Main Street.
Okay. In the window?
So there are still a few around.
Yeah. I figured there were. I just couldn't think of any off the top of my head. Now, as far as great big ones up on poles pointing to the business, we don't see many of those anymore, though.
No, I think they're done now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you have a good week.
Well, you too. Thanks for calling and telling us a little bit about Big Daddy, or Big Daddy, as the caller referred to him, Leland Cooper, and passed away a few years back. A long time ago, I did talk to him on the talk show when we were doing just what we're doing today and reminiscing about the past. And this was not a big truck that he drove. It was a little Cushman scooter, I believe they call it. Three wheelers, one wheel in the front, two wheels in the back, and one man vehicle. In the back was a freezer that had all sorts of frozen treats. And just speculating here, but the caller referred to it as a side hustle, a little bit of a side job, but he couldn't have been making too much money. You have to pay for your scooter. You got to power it up. And as I mentioned, he'd give you a freebie. He'd give you a popsicle if there was just one or two kids. When all the kids went running up to Big Daddy, and one kid pulls out his empty pockets, sad look on his face, he'd go ahead and give him a popsicle. So give me a call if you have any memories of Big Daddy or any other ice cream trucks for that matter. 740-622-1560. Caller also mentioned some neon signs that are currently operating. So we can talk about that if you would like. And there are some modern signs that that mimic the look of a neon sign. But I'm sure that there are some that are still operating. So are there any others here in Coshocton County that you can think of? Give me a call and let me know, 740-622-1560.
The Coshocton Friends of the Library annual book sale will be held Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library. In addition to great bargains on thousands of books, movies, and magazines, a silent auction will be held for books of higher value. The silent auction items are on display at the library now, and bids are being accepted. For more information, please call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Hey, Brittany, since you work for Drown Law Offices, would you mind if I ask you a few questions about what my husband and I should do to prepare for our untimely death? This is a topic I don't enjoy talking about, but I want to make sure my family is taken care of.
Sure. I have assisted Attorney Drown with lots of his estate planning cases, so I am happy to answer some basic questions. What would you like to know?
What should we do with our real estate?
There are a few different options available. You could have a deed with survivorship or a transfer on death designation affidavit. Both of these documents would keep your real estate out of probate court. Another possibility would be to transfer the property to your next of kin, but retain the right to live there. Attorney Drown can help guide you in making the best decision for your particular circumstances.
Okay, what would I do with the rest of my stuff?
Some things, like cars or bank accounts, can also have transfer on death designations added to them. For other personal property, you might want to consider asking Attorney Drown to help you prepare your last will and testament.
How do I reach Attorney Drown?
Call Drown Law Offices at 740-291-8080 or stop into the office at 232 Chestnut Street in Coshocton to make an appointment.
Thanks, Brittany. This has been very helpful. I will call Drown Law Offices today.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from McDonald's go on and on and on. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Cool off with the delicious new frozen Sprite Limonade, frozen Coke, or frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry. Or treat yourself to a new Minute Maid Tropical Mango Slushy or Strawberry Watermelon Slushy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, Coca-Cola is a registered trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com. for more information.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Since January 1 of this year, I have sold or placed under contract with qualified buyers over 1,550 acres. Of these transactions, all but one have been with cash buyers. Most of the properties were only on the market for 3 weeks or less. My point is, now is the time to market your property with me. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Partly sunny early this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 70 degrees. And I'm not going to get that hot today. Just the upper 70s, mostly sunny skies, so maybe some humidity to go along with it, but not very high temperatures and some clouds, so it might be a good day to get some outdoor things done. And while we have just a few minutes, 7 minutes of open phone lines ahead of us, if you want to piggyback on anything we've talked about this morning, we've had a Good Friday type of a day talking about local history and neon signs and Big Daddy, Leland Cooper, and the homecoming, and the GAR Bean Dinner. This is the 155th annual G.A.R. Bean Dinner. And that's not for a few weeks yet. It's Sunday, August the 21st in Newcastle, but an event that has survived for 155 years. We've got the West Lafayette Homecoming that is celebrating their 74th year this year. They would have, it would have been 75 if not for COVID. And the Coshocton County Fair. It's been over 150 years for the Coshocton County Fair as well, but not too many events. See, the Tiverton Institute is over 100 years old, but Tiverton Institute, that event looks like a puppy compared to the G.A.R. Bean Dinner in Newcastle. 155 years, still going strong. Again, that is coming up August the 21st, and the food is from 11 to 2 that day. 5 minutes till the top of the hour, and we can still take another phone call if you call right now. We'll be back one more time right after this.
The Coshocton Friends of the Library annual book sale will be held Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library. In addition to great bargains on thousands of books, movies, and magazines, a silent auction will be held for books of higher value. The silent auction items are on display at the library now, and bids are being accepted. For more information, please call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? As a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, those dreams can become a reality. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program can pay 100% of your college tuition. As a proud member of the Ohio Army National Guard, you're eligible for the scholarship program as soon as you enlist, and you'll become a part of an elite group of men and women who've sworn to serve and protect their community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. To learn more information, contact me, Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter at 740-602-0577. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis. Missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
No way! Come on, come on!
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Partly sunny early this morning, they're becoming mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s for tonight. Mainly clear, lows in the upper 50s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. It is currently 71 degrees in Coshocton. Thank you all for calling, and thank you all for listening, and hope that you have a fantastic weekend. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.